GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We got the computer geeks back in Spacious Studio 7A. George, who is here from Midcoast iPhone Repair?
Chris.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Chris Quimby.
Nailed it.
Chris Quimby, good to have you back on the radio.
Here. Yeah.
And who is here from Chris Downs' computer room, George?
Chris!
That's a tough one.
There we go. Chris Downs' computer room.
Guys, good morning.
We launched this WVOMFM.com question of the day with the idea of, you know, should someone be concerned, okay? And right now, I'd say about 67% of those responding say, yes, I do sleep with my cell phone on and at my bedside. It's also posted at our Facebook page and our Twitter feed, and some people with some interesting observations and comments, and some say that they've seen the studies that say that you shouldn't do it. Some say that's bunk to have your cell phone on by your bunk. And we wanted to ask you guys what you do. Chris Downs, let's start with you. What do you do?
Well, it is beside my bed. I turn the ringer off.
Yeah.
I put it face down on something soft so I don't hear it vibrate. I use it as a clock, basically. I try not, when I pick it up and look for the time, and it's 4 a.m., I try not to read those updates on the screen, but once in a while I catch myself doing that, and now I might be awake for a minute.
So it sounds like you're describing that the only potential danger from having that cellular device by your bedside at night is depriving you of sleep because you're giving your attention to it.
If I read the messages, possibly, yes, because there may be a question there I sat ruminating on the answer to the question.
But there's no electromagnetic waves or anything that's emanating from the phone that's going to give you cancer?
That I don't know.
Chris Quimby, what do you do? What do you do?
It's been an evolution. Right now, I don't have my phone in my room. I have it off, and it's out in the kitchen on the island, plugged in overnight. And this is going to sound probably like a tinfoil hat kind of a thing, but I've always been I've always had a wonderful time sleeping. I've been a great sleeper. The last couple of years, I've gone through these long stretches where I'm just not sleeping well, and I don't think it's all prostate related. So one thing I've tried to do is to turn my phone off, like I said, and keep it in the other room. And then I thought, you know what? When I do that, I think I sleep better. And there have been a couple occasions when my wife and I have been places where her phone hasn't been in the room either. So I'm like, I know this sounds crazy, but would you mind turning yours off and keeping it out in the kitchen as well? And she's done that, and I've slept well with both the phones out of the room. I don't know if there's causality there, but there's correlation. And so I'm going to keep trying it until I don't sleep well anymore.
Take heed. Okay. The truth is out there somewhere. Gee, what do you do?
I have two.
Yep.
Because...
And you turned out fine.
I have my iPad. Well, there's a reason. I live alone. I get bored some nights just sitting out in the living room. So I watch things on my iPad. So frequently the iPad ends up in the bed. Mm-hmm. But I turn it off.
You cuddle with it?
Yeah, I just cuddle with it. And then...
So smooth.
My smartphone is on the bedstand. It is my alarm clock. It goes off and twice. It goes, if I don't get up the first time, it
jolts you a second
Me a second time. Okay. And I don't particularly think it interferes with me at all. Now, last night was kind of a pain in the neck because there were there were election returns coming in. Mm-hmm. So there were a few beeps after I wanted it to stop beeping, but it doesn't seem to bother me.
I've had the cell phone by my head at the bed. I'd like to think that I'm fine. I need it because I need to use it to wake up so I don't wake up Elizabeth because I get up much earlier than she does. And I've adopted my use of a white noise generator, an app, which is terrific, which also has a feature that will flash the time in very thin font, but just bright enough so it's not going to disturb your sleep. You can actually make out, okay, it's 8:32. I know I just went there, or whatever time it is. So, but there are those who are concerned that they are risking their health by having that cellular device on by their head. Again, Chris Downs, you don't appear too concerned.
Well, no. I mean, I've read reports about the phone being next to your head or in your pocket. Is that going to cause problems?
Right. Render you sterile or something.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I think the jury's still out on that stuff, but I could be corrected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You Rick, had sent us a link to one of the studies about that. And ever since you did, I've been more conscious about it. And so,
so it's my fault.
Well, maybe it's been a big help. So I don't tend to keep the phone in my front pocket. There are certain areas I protect more than others on my body, so I'd rather continue with that ethic.
Put it in your pocket.
Right. And then as far as, you know, that study that you sent, it mentioned what these waves can do when holding the phone right up to your head, for example, up to your head. I just don't, and they talked about the danger with kids in particular. I just don't know a lot of kids who are actually talking to people on the phone as such. I think it's a lot of texting and watching YouTube and things like that. Yeah.
So if you can't hold the phone next to your head, you go with earbuds. Yep. But now they're saying the earbuds could cause...
What, really? Don't tell me that.
By the way, Rick, I bought some of those.
I don't want to hear it if it's the case, but they are loving mine.
Just Google it. You'll never wear them again.
Yeah. Oh, so it's kind of like... what is it when people... Continue on. I lost my thought. Continue.
Okay, well, let me get to the caller. Caller, hi, GHRT. We're talking with the computer geeks, Chris and Chris, about cellular devices by our bedside. What are you thinking?
Oh, I have an iPhone XR. Is there a setting that allows you to just hear a call coming in, but don't get all the weather updates, the news updates, all of that?
Well, all of your different apps have settings to allow notifications to come through to your screen or not. You got to check the apps themselves.
But don't, if it's on silent mode, once again, you've got an iPhone X, right?
An iPhone XR, yeah.
Okay.
If it's in silent, then it doesn't ring.
If you put it on, I think I'm telling the truth here, and this goes for more than just the iPhone XR. If you have it on Do Not Disturb, so if you like pull up from the bottom to your control center and you hit the little moon icon to have it on Do Not Disturb, you can set Do Not Disturb up in such a way so that if you have, I'm assuming if you want to get phone calls, it's only from a handful of people, like family or friends. You can put those people on as friends, as a part of your a special group of people who can always get through, even if your phone is on Do Not Disturb. I think you might want to look into that. And so that would be a combination of going under your phone app, I think, and registering, adding certain people as friends. I'm looking right now as I do this. So I have that with mine for my kids who are both moved out of the house. And
favorite.
For Chris Downs here, because he's so special to me, he might want to call me at night and give me some phone advice. Yeah, favorites. And then go under your Do Not Disturb settings under your settings, and it will show you how to toggle on to just let those people through.
So there you go. Get a better night's sleep. And if that doesn't work, talk to me about a MyPillow. This person writes to us, studies conducted by some highly respected neurosurgeons have concluded a severe uptick starting late 90s and increasing exponentially each year to present of brain tumors above the left and right ears of patients. Mm. Tumors and cancers consistent with excessive exposure to X-rays and electromagnetic radiation. And no to the solution of Bluetooth and AirPods, because Bluetooth will just emit waves that are less damaging and are extremely weak in comparison. I guess they mean they can still cause damage. See, there's someone that's looked at the reports conducted by, using the air quotes here, highly respected neurosurgeons. I guess, you and me, with the level of use that we have of our electronic devices, I'm fearful to think that 10, 15, 20 years from now, someone's going to come out with a definitive report that's going to say, you know what? We thought it was bad for us, and now we know it's bad for us, and I feel bad for all of you that have some ailment now because of your dependency on electronic devices.
Well, Chris Crimby hit it on the head. People,
I get it.
Particularly young people, where you really worry about developing brains, they don't make phone calls. They text.
Carpal tunnel is their issue.
Yeah, carpal tunnel may be their issue. But the thumbs may be going
numb.
Numb thumb.
If you were to stick it in your ear 24 hours a day. Yeah.
But that's the first thing, by the way, George said to me when we shared this radio show.
Well, as an illustration, I'll often have people in the shop who will talk about privacy concerns and say, well, I don't want people to know this or that. I had a guy in just yesterday who said, who sacrificed an old dead phone. And he said, now, 50 years from now, if somebody was able to fix that thing up, would they be able to get on there and see all my texts and see my photos and whatnot? And I was like, well, it's improbable, but yeah, technically, yeah, the information is there. And so for people who say, I'm not going to get a smartphone or be on Facebook, for example, because I don't know, I don't want people to know where I live or I don't want to be traceable. I feel like there's a sense of naivete where people don't realize how extensive that issue is already. And really the cat's out of the bag. And so when it comes with these radio waves, I don't ever want to sound indifferent or apathetic. But I think if we really, if there was a problem with these things and we knew the scope of all these different waves that were coming from here and there, not just from our phones, I think we'd want to just like curl up in the fetal position in a closet somewhere.
When you say sacrifice an old cell phone, I picture a stone slab in front of Mount Sinai and right. ram's blood and ox blood all over it. Chris Downs, now we talk about having exposure for the phone up to our ear, but here we are seated in front of screens that you work on a lot at your computer room that are right in front of us and coming at us. This, it makes me think of, you know, you go to the dentist and you're going to get an x-ray and they put that big lead vest on you.
Oh, my old job, I was in a closed metal room with dozens of computers running constantly.
And you turned out fine.
Probably if you turned the lights out, I'd light right up.
But have you any concerns for maybe not the use of your phone, but your exposure to screens?
I figure I'm going to do something stupid that's going to kill me before I die
bacon.
Of something like
you
this.
You should see this guy eat bacon.
Yeah, I'm going to drive my snowmobile into a tree or something long before a tumor gets me.
Everybody's got a risk of something.
Yeah.
Don't walk around with it and you're stuck in your ear all day long. Don't wear it on your body constantly. I mean, do more texting, a lot of things.
Look, well, where do the chicks carry it? You notice?
In the back pocket.
It's either tucked right in their front pocket or right in their back pocket.
I've never noticed.
The biggest... Well, I've noticed the back pocket a lot, but... There have been some issues where the battery caught fire and burned some people's rear end.
Yeah, we've been over that. I forget there's a condition they called it, right?
Yeah.
Burn. But you can get a survey. You can get a medical survey.
Hot buns? I read Hot one. Cross buns? Is that what it was? Hey, caller, hi, GHRT. We're talking about cell phone exposure and concerns for your health. What are you thinking?
Yeah, hi. I think one of the problems with the small cell phones is that it's brought on the reading glasses a lot younger with the population. Most everybody is using reading glasses now.
Hmm. You worry a little bit that I do, and I notice mothers making some changes too in the family. Babies, even less than a year old, it has become the new pacifier.
Mm.
And it will quiet a kid down faster than you put a little, you put Shark thing on there, or you put Mickey Mouse or something on it. It'll entertain them. I think people are a little nervous about babies and cell phones.
Well, my friend Henry said he's got a problem with one of his grandchildren that likes to lick the iPad.
Oh.
Now, I would be more worried about licking the iPad than the radio waves coming out of the iPad.
Good way to build up antibodies. Now.
Mm. How many of you put...
I find that occasionally licking my keyboard is good, especially F5, because it's very refreshing. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.